we're working in Avodas Elul, we pointed out that something that we can definitely connect with, it's a darga to have the pachad of the din. That's something that we talk about from Europe, that they would pass out when they heard the word Elul, when they mevarach the Chodesh. But something that we have to know, regardless of whether we can relate to that on our small madrega, is that Elul is an opportunity. Chazal tell us in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he had a second chance, Klal Yisrael did the Cheda Egel, the worst possible Avera, and we got another chance. We got another chance to start over, we got another set of Luchas, and Elul every year is a second chance. All of those disappointments of we should have done better, we could have done better, now we get a chance to tell the Rabbeinu Shalom that in this period of 40 days, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, we can do it. And we show the Eibishter, and it's a second chance. And Reb Sadik said, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, which we pointed out from the Kadmonim, is the Rosh Tevis of Elul, is the Avodas Elul. First you start saying, Ani l'doidi. I am to Hashem. Everything that makes me who I am, I'm sending it to you, Borei Olam. I'm giving it over. Ani l'doidi, I'm getting my priorities straight. Whatever makes me, whatever people say about me, whatever they used to say about me, today I'm defined. Ani, you want to know what I am? L'doidi. I am focused during this man to know what's important. And the Chidush HaRim says the Rem is Nifla. He says on this pasuk, "Hu asanu v'loy anachnu." Right, like we said, "Ani l'doidi" is I am to Hashem. There's another pasuk in Mizmor L'Saida that we say every day, "Loy anachnu." We are to you, Borei Olam. That's the avoda. But if you look in an original Tehillim, we're talking about literally a sefer Tehillim. Which it's hard to find one of those. One that's mamish biksav with a cloth. I showed my son this when I went to the Kaisel. They have one over there in the back. They have a cloth with a tehillim, and we checked this up. It doesn't say lo yanachnu in David HaMelech's tehillim. There's a Kri and a Ksiv. The Kri is lo yanachnu. We are to you, Borei Olam. But the Ksiv, if you look inside, and I saw it with my own eyes, I was very excited. It reads with the same word, but a different spelling. Hu asanu, he made me. V'loy anachnu, and I didn't, or we didn't make ourselves. In the way we say it in the morning, we say, Hashem, we are to you. Loy anachnu. But in the Ksiv, if you look in David HaMelech's Tehillim, the way it's spelled, it says, we're not to ourselves. And the Chidush HaRim explains that this is the avoida. There's loy anachnu. I'm going towards Hashem. I'm dedicating myself to Hashem. And how do you do that? By saying lo anachnu. It's not all about me. Not everything in my life is about me. I'm not the star of the show. There's somebody else. And the only way you can say we are to him, loy anachnu, is if you say we're not totally self-absorbed in everything that just has to do with us. And the Chidush HaRim says that the word loy, which is lamed vav, to him, and the word loy, which is lamed aleph, which is no, are Elul. And the avoda of Elul is to say loy anachnu. It's not about us. And loy anachnu. We're joining the team of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting our priorities straight. Creating for ourselves a matzav of understanding what life is about. We could do a cheshbon nefesh on what we do in the year, and it's very useful. How many brachos b'chavana? How many people do we say lashon hara about? How many people do we smile at the hall? In the hall, how many times do we get up for the beginning of chakras? All the different cheshbonos. We could do all that, but there's something even deeper, which is, who am I? Not what am I doing, that's also important, but who am I? Whoa, Stark, what's going on here? Is this like a self-help group? Who am I? Right? discover the you within. Right? We can make like a waterfall picture and a picture of me on a good hair day. Discover the new you. What's going on here? What am I talking about? Who am I? Who am I? Yeah. Who am I? I don't know from self-help, and I'm not so well read in outside sources, but I know Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah runs a self-help group. And he tells us, you want to know who you are. Who am I? Stayed in Rabbeinu Yonah. It's both here in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, and in Mishlei, in his parish in Mishlei, Chaf Zayin Chaf Aleph. He says, you want to know who you are? Shlomo HaMelech tells you who you are. Matzreif lekesef. Vikur lezav is the words of Mishlei. A pot that's used to refine silver is its way of deciding its purity, its level of purity. Vikur lezav. And the oven, the crucible for gold, defines what level of gold it is. 24 karat, etc. All the different madrigas. That's how you define gold and silver. You want to know its purity. How do you define the greatness of a person? Says Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham Mikol Adam, Ve'ish, and the definition of a man, Lefi Mahalaloi, what he praises. The definition of a man is what he praises. And in Sefer Mishlei, he adds another sentence. He says, and even if you make mistakes, B'Seser, you do some averis that you have to work on. He says, still the definition of a person is what he praises and what he knocks. Who's on his wall? Who's hanging on his wall? Yes, there are actions that sometimes we don't have clear, and we're working on that. But there's a more fundamental question, which is, who are we? And says Rabbeinu Yonah, we're defined by what we value, what we consider chashuv. And that's a scarier, more internal question than just what we do, whether we wake up on time for shacharis. It's more central to coming to Borei Olam. He says, but who are you, Stark? Who are you? Very nice, you have a whole resume of things you do. Who are you? What are you doing? What is it about? What are you about? There's a guy from many years ago, a guy from Flatbush. It's always Flatbush. He tells me, and he wasn't even embarrassed, many years ago. He says, my goal, you know, I have to discuss goals. So, you know, sometimes people try to hide it. He says, my goal is to drive down Coney Island Avenue with a very fancy car so everyone can see me. You know, sometimes you try to hide these things. I guess he's like, it's so clear to him, this is like what it's about. And you check up on these people. What's the only thing I know about this guy now? I don't know anything about him other than he wears a $10,000 watch. Because that's all people say about him. He's made of paper. This is his value system? Yes. This is what he's about. And he might go to Shacharis, and he might have a Chavrusa, and he might have made a Siyum HaShastaf Yomi. I don't think that if you learn Be'iyun, you could ever have such a value system. But it's possible to learn Daf Yomi and still be stuck in the mud. He might have done all these things and feel so proud, but he forgot to ask himself who he is. What's he praising? What's on his wall? Is he reading about an Adam Gadol, or is he reading Car and Driver? What's his metzias of a mensch? And that's what we call a value system. There are certain things that are better in Yiddish, they say. Maybe there are certain things that are better in Lashon HaKodesh, absolutely. I think there are certain things that are also geschmack or better in English. The term a value system. I like this a lot. What does it mean? A value system. He has a values. What does the word value mean? Values are the concept of measuring things. I have to worry about this, and I have to worry about this. I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do that. And I have to measure between them. And who decides this? Me. Based on my value system, I will decide what I'm going to do. A value system. And all types of decisions in life require a value system, right? A guy and always has your back for an out Shabbos, right? For the first year, guys, listen carefully. I don't want you to make this mistake. Other people have made this mistake. someone always has your back for out Shabbos, right? All of a sudden, you get an awesome chance to do something interesting. Let's say go to Sfat and be mispalo with the Breslovers over there. Something gewaltig. And your friend says, what are you doing for Shabbos? Oh, sorry. It's a better chill over there. And they only have one spot. Values the chill and Hakar Satov. And people are constantly measuring things. Sometimes it's as disgusting as that. Person just drops his friends, forgets what they do for them, and just moves on to bigger and greater things. These things happen all the time. Hashem Yirachim. People don't have the proper values, and sometimes it's subtle. I remember a confusion when I started this job. I didn't know what to do. It takes up a lot of my time, and it takes, you know. And I sat with Rav Noach Orlowick, and he told me the following amazing thing, which I use this for my value system. And it's only for me, but I'm sharing it with you. It might be for someone else, something else. He said to me the following. He said, just remember, this was his piece of advice by entering the yeshiva. He says, in Aderes HaTorah, you're the Mashkiach, but in your house, in your home, you're the Rosh Yeshiva. This is what he told me. And this always stays with me. Every decision I make, because it was for me. He knows me. He knows my situation. I say, in Aderes HaTorah, I'm the Mashkiach, but at home, I have a frock. And it's important to create a value system like this. Otherwise, a person makes wrong calculations. And the greatest value of all, the greatest value of all, is something that we say every Shabbos. It says in Birchas Kriyashma on Shabbos, Ein ke'erchecho Hashem Elokeinu b'olam hazeh, ve'ein zulos ha'malkeinu l'chai olam haba. Hashem, in this world, there's no one as valuable as you. There's no one as much erech as you have. And there'll be no one else in Olam Haba. What does that mean? Yeah, in Olam Haba, it's not an issue of values, because it's obvious. Hashem will be the only one. But in this world, it's a value issue. There's no one as great as Hashem. Ein aroich lecha Hashem Elokeinu. There's no one as valuable. And somebody who has the proper value system puts Boirei Olam on the top of his value system. And someone who has a crooked value system puts other things on his wall, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Tayrasai. And it's an issue of defining the values. There are times where Hashem is more valuable than our own lives. There are three Averis, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, Ma'avodah Zarah, and there's a fourth called Chilul Hashem, where the ramifications of going against Boirei Olam are more valuable than our life. They're more valuable than our life. The vast majority of Taryag Mitzvahs, Hashem tells us to live. It's more valuable to live. But if the day would come, where someone asks us to do something which won't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most valuable thing, it'll make us make our lives the most valuable thing, we have to turn it in. And even if we're not doing that now, that's a definition of us. At any moment, we're willing to give up the most precious things for the value, the erech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I was thinking, this is pshat in a medrash. The Olam learned Erchin last year, and this is in their schus. In Medrash Bechukosai, Tanchuma Yoshan, Bechukosai Ches, it says something unbelievable. We know there are a lot of things that you can do. You can bring karbonas. You can donate to the Beis HaMikdash, Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, all sorts of things, stones and gold and whatever you want. And then there's another parsha where you can give your value or someone else's value to the Beis HaMikdash. I would say it's just like a karbon. What's the difference? You give money to the Beis HaMikdash, you give a karbon to the Beis HaMikdash, or you give your value. It's a whole sugya, a whole masechta that Baruch Hashem, many of our Bachrim made siyumim on last year. So, what is this? Says the Medrash, Ish kiyafli neder be'erchos nefashos l'Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. Im atem mevim lefanai ayrachim. If you bring me these erchim, where you bring the value of yourself, the value of someone else. Ma'ali aleichem ki'ilu hikraftim nashos seichem lefanai. I look at it like you were makriv yourself. And more than that, Bizchus Arachim ani matzil eschem me'arichas gehenem. You're going to be saved for gehenem for doing erchen. What's the big deal over here? Why this over something else? think the pshat is pashat. There's a certain nakuda over here. By erchin, you're not just donating to the Beis HaMikdash. You're saying, Hashem, my value, his value, they're all to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a perspective on life. You know what Gehenna is? Gehenna's a place for people who have poor values. Poor values. And you know who gets saved from Gehenna? People who have proper values. Their ani is l'doidi. Their loy anachnu. And the yisoid of erchin is this type of erech, that there's nothing more chashuv. David HaMelech says, Toiv li toiras picha me alfei zav v'chesef. Right? David HaMelech says, Torah is greater than all the riches in the world. You need David HaMelech to say that to you? We know that. Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh, something that's here today, gone tomorrow. David HaMelech is not just teaching us an idea. He's creating a value system. You don't just have to know this. You have to live it. You have to experience it. You have to feel it. That there's nothing greater in the world than the Dvar Hashem. All the riches and all the running after, all the narishkeits in the world, if they're a distraction from ani l'doidi, then it's all worthless. And I didn't understand my Rebbe, Hagon Rav Aryeh Bernstein. I had the schus of learning Kachin b'Chavrusa with Hagon Rav Aryeh Bernstein, one of the greats in Yerushalayim. And I never understood what he was doing. On Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, multiple times, he would come over to me with bloodshot eyes at the time when people say the Tfilas Hashla for their children. And he'd say, Chaim Dayiv, what wouldn't we do for our children to become living and learning? Talmidei Chachamim. We'd live on the street. We'd sleep on the street. He said this to me multiple times, every time. What's going on? We live in the street. Calm down, calm down. Why do we have to live in the street? I don't understand, what's he doing? And then I realized, he injected me with this. One time I was upset with something one of my kids said to me about his priorities in life, and I said, I want you to know, I'm prepared to lie on the street, get rid of my house. Maybe I need enough for the dearest for our daughters, but I'm ready to lie in the street that you should be a Talmud Chacham. Because we have to live this. He was injecting me with a value system. It's not enough to know this. A person has to feel it. He has to become shayach to this. And in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishneh Tes, we have an amazing story. An amazing story. Amar Reb Yosi ben Kisma. Pamachas hayisi mahalach bederech. I was once walking on the road. Upaga bi adam echad v'nasin li shalom v'hichzarti li shalom. Somebody said hello, I said hello back. Amrli Rebbe Me'eza Makamata. Where are you from, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma? Amarti lo me'ir gadoi l'shal chacham v'shal sofer mamni. I'm from the great city of Chachamim. Amrli Rebbe Ritzoyncha shetidor imanu. You want to live with us? Bim kaimenu, in our place, not that fancy city. Vani etein l'cha elef alofim dinari zarev v'avonim tov margolos. I'll give you $35 million. Whoa, right? I'd pack my bags, maybe. Then he says to him, like that, Amarti loy, bini. He was nice to him. My child. Imata noisi li kol kesef bizar ba'avonim toivis amargoliyot sheba'olam. If you give me all the riches in the world, billions of dollars, enough to get rid of the deficit of the United States of America, everything, Eini dar ela b'makom Torah. I will only dwell in a makom Torah. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? Rav Elia Lupian, I believe. Zecher Tzadik Livrach. He said, why isn't this person's name quoted? He's such a wonderful man. He's willing to give somebody $35 million just to move to his community? Right? That's not like a little Chabad house over here. This is like, whoa! This is a big place. A lot of money. Why isn't he famous? Why don't we quote his name? Says Rebellia. He says, yeah. He's willing to give $35 million to make you come to him. He's not willing to live in a Makom Torah. he wants to live in Aspen, and on the gondola, he, up the mountain, he wants Yossi ben Kisma to say a daf yomi shir. That's what he wants him to do, and I'll pay him $35 million. It's priceless for him to remain small and have a Reb Yossi ben Kisma on the mountain. That's what he wants. That's what he's willing to pay $35 million for. And on the other hand, you have Reb Yossi ben Kisma himself and says, buddy, I'm living in a different world than you. Forget $35 million, it's pennies. My metzias is you're destroying who I am if I move from where I am. It's priceless. What does it mean that something's priceless? That it has no price? I was thinking about this for a while this week. What does it mean something has no price? It's priceless. It means that you're so attached to it that it can't have a money, it can't have a price tag. You're destroying me. If I get all this money and I give you that, I'm losing myself. I'm losing myself. Reb Yossi ben Kisma said, Ani lidoidi. It doesn't work like that. There are certain things that money cannot buy. This is my metzias. And in Bein Hazmanim, we go on road trips. And it used to be that I liked to listen to Rav Moshe Shapiro in the car at different times. There are milas and chisreinus to this. The milas, I'm a happy man. My kids are not, they don't know what's going on. So we didn't do that. Also, I can't listen to it at all because my wife Tina's that when I'm listening to Rav Moshe Shapiro, I start going 40 miles an hour because I don't care if we arrive anywhere. Just like a little granny in the car, I don't care. And I also go the wrong way on the highway, and then there was a U-turn. I'll get the next U-turn, it's okay. So we got rid of that. Now the kids, they bring in the music, and they have to listen to my drushes. We hear a song, and then I comment about the song. They have to suffer. This is the punishment for being the children of a mashkiach. Okay? So we do one, I let them hear it, and then I say all my ha'aras. And then there was one song, and it's from a very long time ago, but I'm not up to date. And I push it a few times in the car, crying away. What can I do? I'm a little softy at heart. And it did me in. And it's Ga'inus. I hold this song is Ga'inus. It's a song from a long time ago, from the CD of Journeys. That's what my daughter brought into the car. And it's about this guy. He buys a card. He buys a card of the great Joe DiMaggio. And this card, he's so excited, he's got a friend Sam. And he shows his friend Sam, and Sam is Makana, v'chule, very nice. And he's holding this card, and he won't sell it. It's worth over $500,000, but it's priceless. It's priceless. And then eventually his friend Sam becomes a Rosh Yeshiva. This is very interesting. And his yeshiva burns down, and this fellow says, okay, I'm saying goodbye to the great Joe DiMaggio. I'm saying goodbye. And Mistama, he took care of business. Next thing you know, this person became Reb Shmuel, who was one of the Gedolei Hadar. Very nice. There's a tremendous amkus over here. And then he gets a little gadol card of Reb Shmuel from his grandson and says, it's priceless. I'm going to keep it. But this song to me was a preparation for Elul. What does it mean that something's priceless? What does it mean you won't sell it? When that is your metzias, you will not sell it. And the whole idea of changing a value system is going from one thing being priceless to another thing being priceless. All of us start somewhere, but we have to advance in our value system. My son right now told me he wants to be a Rosh Yeshiva with a Ferrari. I don't know how to break it to him, like the frock and the, you know, a Testarossa just don't go together. But he'll grow out of it. I don't even let him think, okay, you'll be the first Rosh Yeshiva with a Ferrari. Gevaldik. But he'll grow out of it, Baruch Hashem. He'll grow out of it. His values will change. But Rachmana Litzlan, most people's values don't change. Most people's values stay small. And there was a little bit of controversy a while ago in one of the shmuzim that I was talking about tefillah. I quoted what I was makabel from my Rebbeim. I'm innocent. I quoted from what I was makabel from my Rebbeim, which is Mefurish in the Maharal, in Nesiva Soilim, Nesiva Tfila. It says over there that if you daven for something that has no religious value whatsoever, we're not talking about Parnassa, and all those things, and health, those things are all of religious value, of value to be makuruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But something void of any ruchnius whatsoever, okay? Like davening for a team. That's what I said. Davening for a team to win. Davening for the Knicks, for the Yankees, for the Mets. Davening for them. The Maharal says such a tefillah is a toeva. And this caused an uproar. And somebody came back and humbled me. They said, you know, there's an Adam Gadol in America, Zecher Tzadok V'Kadosh Livracha, who said you should daven for the Yankees. And he machta vek from my whole shmooze. Can I say, he had an Adam Gadol on his side. Adam Gadol. He missed the whole thing. He missed it. Avada, the Yisoid of Tefillah, Kach Kibalim Yerabaseinu, is wherever you are, whoever you are. Whoever your Ani is, you have to connect to Hashem. If you're connected to the Yankees, so then don't just stop davening. Let's wait. It could be we're going to go like this on your davening, but let's wait. Maybe you'll advance. But there are people who they're 80 years old, and they're the same little kid with the Joe DiMaggio card. They're the same. They just talk more sophisticated about the players. They know what they're saying. They say it in like a good way, a more chashvazag. But such katnus in their ani. Rachmana litzlan. I would like to have a little bit of fun. How would I have fun? I want to go first class on a plane with Steph Curry. I want to go on the plane, okay, with a chumash to do Shnai Mikra. And I want to sit next to this guy. Right? Let's play this out. This is my idea of a good time. I'm going to sit there doing my Shnai Mikra, and he's going to be like, hello, yoo-hoo. And I'll say, yes? So nothing. Yoo-hoo. Can I help you, sir? He goes, do you know who I am? Who? Steph Curry. Ooh, very nice. What do you do for a living? He goes, I play basketball, don't you know? He goes, I played on my shul league too. Shalom. And I'm telling you, I know. Right now, being in Yerushalayim, if it happened, that's what it would be. I would have the best story. It would really happen. In Yerushalayim, people don't care about these people. If Steph Curry walked into the mirror based medrash, I don't know, maybe Brisk, I don't know. Wherever it is, it depends. If they're in a Reb Kiva Eger up Osai, he's going to be sweeping the floors. He's going to be cleaning up. It's nothing. What is it? Someone who knows what life is about is out of the game. He's out of the game. It's all a game. And the shaila is when someone's going to wake up and have a real value system. People are going to make kabbalas for their teams, people tell me. They're dominating for the teams. They say, Hashem, and they have to, oh, please, Hashem, I'll say Kriyashma. This is how they watch a game. They've just made Hashem in their life second rate. They've made Hashem the second most valuable thing, the second most valuable player in the Welt. And this is a more fundamental question, Rabbi Yisai. It's much more fundamental. Money. Money's a great thing. I was once a gabbai tzedakah, and I had the thrill at times to, for money that was not my own, I had the thrill of dropping $35,000 to a Yerushalmi family who couldn't pay for a chasana. That's a rush. She'ein kedugmaso. It's a rush. It wasn't my own. It was something that we collected, but it was a rush. And my mashkiach, and it's good that I have rabbeim. Rav Naftali Kaplan said, Stark, watch it. Watch it. Watch it. He says, there's too much excitement in writing checks. Did you work on a midah? It's easy to be a tiny person who writes checks. Don't be one of those people who gets thrills from writing checks, because you'll always be a katan. You'll always be a tiny individual. It's very easy, or sometimes even hard, to write a check, but it doesn't change you as a person. It's not such a big deal. It's a great maisa mitzvah, but if you're writing it while you're going up in your gondola, you're doing just fine. We're not being moser nefesh over here. Halavai, you're giving maisa. Halavai. And he gave me this yisoid, and I think about it a lot. There are ways to really become a big person. And of course, if someone's big and they give tzedakah, then they're gevaltik. But if they're tiny and give tzedakah, why are you looking up to them? I was once at a bris with a balabas and his brother, who I don't want to exaggerate, but probably each of them were worth $500 million separately. And I was listening to their conversation. I was listening to how they talked to each other. And you know what I said to myself? I would pay $1 billion not to talk like these people. If I had $1 billion, I would pay $1 billion not to be so small. I don't care where their names are and what they're doing, because the priority is we're here to become something. Ani l'doidi. Not on the cover of a magazine, not that someone who everyone kisses up to, but someone who's really big. Someone who's somebody who's grown, who schwitzt in a makom Torah. And I was thinking that maybe this is the pshat in a shocking svorna. A shocking svorna from last week's parsha. Everyone knows the question of having a king. What's so bad about having a king? What's so bad about having a king? So, the Rosh Yeshiva talked about it, and it's a very important yesod of taking power that's not the proper hashkafas haTorah of the power. But what exactly is the problem? Says the Sforno, something I never saw. He says, what's the problem with a king? It's ma'us to Hashem, nim'us, that a malchus should go to somebody and his son. The idea of a monarchy, that somebody's a king and then somebody else is a king, is disgusting in front of Hashem. Says the Sforno, why? He says, because a shofet was picked because he's big. A king must be picked because he's big. Who cares whose son you are? Who cares whose grandson? Who cares whose great-grandson? Are you somebody? Are you big? And if you're not big, you can't be a king. There's nothing impressive about it. And there's every aspect of our lives is chashuv, but it has to be with the value system. Says the Goyin in Kol Eliyahu in Breishis, Chav Tes Yud Zayin, on the Pasuk in Yirmiyah Perek Tes Chav Beis, Koya Mar Hashem, Al Yishalel Chacham B'Chachmaso. A Chacham who's wise shouldn't think he's all that because he's wise. Al Yishalel Agibor B'Giraso. Someone who's got a moguls on their stomach and six packs shouldn't think he's a big deal even though he looks good in the mirror. Al Yishalel Asher B'Asheroi. Someone who's wealthy shouldn't think that that's the big deal either. Ki Im B'Zoyt Yishalel Mishalel. Haskil B'Yadoyosi. Someone who knows Hashem. Says the Gaon, astonishing pshat in this pasuk. He says, it sounds like there's nothing impressive about wisdom. Really? There's nothing impressive about wisdom? Come on. What's greater than wisdom? Power? There's nothing impressive about gvura, power, wealth? Says the Gaon, don't think that these things are an end in their own. Al yishalel chacham, because you're smart. Don't think you're big. Because you're powerful, don't think you're big. Because you're wealthy. The only thing you should be happy with is if you're powerful in a way that's mechabed Hashem. If you're wealthy and you use it for Hashem. If you're wise and you use it for Hashem. If you use all of these things in a way that shows your priorities. The Rosh Yeshiva told me that Rav Zev Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and I heard from Rav Dan Segel, you should say Zecher Tzadik Levracha on him. He told me that he was once in Zev Wolfson's office, a person that Rav Asher Weiss said to me, he thinks in the history of Klal Yisrael never gave more tzedakah. In the history of Klal Yisrael. He pointed out that under the rug, in this very fancy office, there was no finishing. There was finishing all over, and then there was one of these Persian rugs, and under there, no finishing. Why? Why? And his son said, because he wanted to have the right priorities. He needed a nice office because that's what you do for business. But he doesn't need anything under the rug. That's somebody who's haskil v'yadoyosi. Everywhere he goes in life, he's going to be mekadishim shemayim because he has a real value system. Rav Reichman Zatzal. On the day that he went bankrupt, that Shabbos, he was reading very deep Svarim. And they asked him, why are you reading such deep Svarim? And he said, on a Shabbos like this, I need something, now that I lost all my money, I need something a little stronger to get me to focus. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. Haskel v'yadoyesi. And as much as a person takes all of their strengths and everything about them and puts it l'doidi, lo yanachnu, then he'll be mekadeshim shemayim. And how do we do this? We do this one simple way. Let's go back to Rav Yossi ben Kisma. Rav Yossi ben Kisma had his priorities straight, right? Torah was priceless to him. A makom Torah was priceless. Says the Medrash Shmuel and the Ruach Chaim. Why does it say Pamachas Hayisim Mahalach Berderach? I would have translated it just one time you went on the road, but there are Rishonim over here and they're Gedolei Achronim and they say that's not how you read it. They go, he left the Beis Medrash once. One time he left the Beis Medrash, period. That was one time, and he happened to meet a guy who was going to offer him $35 million to go to Aspen up the gondola, do the Daf Yomi thing, right? So he's thinking, that's the pshat. Why did Chazal tell you this is the only time he left? Because he understood, if you live in the yeshiva, if we devote ourselves to this, I'm telling you, you're going to laugh at this, at these Steph Curry people. You're going to laugh at them. Because you're going to see what's real. Tamu u'ru'u, taste and see. Ki toiv Hashem. Hashem's gevaltik. All these things are second rate. Only somebody who's a pamachas yoytze can give up billions and billions of dollars for Torah. We should all be zoicha to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the time to be nichnas in the most deep way. And all the dreams that we want from life, we can still do them, as long as it's together, Haskel v'yadayasi.